We are going to start the English medium discussion, and of course, as many of you know, we have already appointed this topic, Sutta. But before going to that, if there are any interview reports, or any suggestions, or any criticisms, or any observations wish to present to the forum, we'll take a few minutes if you have. So, yes, Mike, you can
go. This follows on a little bit from the Sampajanya last time. I was walking to the Dhanasala and pain arose in the back. At first, I was aware of the feet moving, then, standing pains in the back arose, and I realized that the pain was triggered by thoughts at the back of my head. So I managed to let go of the thoughts that were so critical. So I managed to let go of the thoughts and the pain disappeared. On the way back, I thought, I'll try metta, fill this mind space with something more positive, and that worked also. Different session during the Satman, again those back pains that arose. But this time the thoughts were like a grumpy little old man muttering in the background. There was not actually, there was a quality of critical or negative or mild irritation that wasn't actually discernible thoughts of subjects or enemies.
So whenever you invite clear comprehension, the Sampajanya, you keep primary object together with all the other background objects. So usually I put it this way. You have primary object, you have sounds, you have pains, you have thoughts. As far as no Sampajanya, you always select primary object and put others a secondary object for daydreaming or fantasizing or unmindfulness. But whenever your mind is mature enough, you are let them in, and still you can see your mind is choosing. It's choosing the primary object. No, but more chances for the other intruding, disadvantageous things to come in. I mean, we have open discussion. We know the forum. We know the people. But anyone who is coming, unexpected and unprepared, can come and sit. They're not vehemently chasing them out. Likewise, we let the pain, thoughts, and so on. And then you can observe, that's the benefit of mindfulness. Your mind is choosy, not only the primary object. Out of these three distractions, you're always selecting only one. Whenever you select pain, primary object disappears, sound disappears, thoughts disappear. And you are talking about storytelling about the pain. And the day you see thoughts, pain thoughts, and things are happening like them, and no sounds. And sounds insignificant. Pain insignificant. Primary object may be the sun, but don't give the priority. So likewise, you can see your underlying tendencies. You can see your directed dispositions. When you give failure equal chances, the things are intruding into your stream of consciousness. It is pre-decided. Only by giving an equal chance and be prepared, you can see whenever we go buffet diet, we have our own preference. Whatever you serve into your plate, they were the same for two people. So we can say we have gone to the buffet and we have eaten, it's good, it's bad, whatever may be. But you are talking nonsense. You are talking about the 100th of the variety of entertainment. Of course, you have consumed. But your choice is narrowing down, selective. And you are talking about what you eat. The taste, the nutrient content, and the poisoning effect, or the junk food, whatever it may be. Not the person who serves the table, but the person you, as the person who is selecting out of the buffet. So usually our life is without the buffet diet. We have already prepared menu, we eat it and go. But the Sampajanya means you go to buffet diet, it's a new arena. And let the mind to send kites and see the place. And there is always bias. That is because of underlying tendencies and directed dispositions. Usually we hide them. We do not know. We have not given fair chance, not advantageous chances. So the Buddha says, first give the advantageous and priority selection for the primary object, and when it come up to a certain level, let the clear comprehensive sets in. And then you can see primary object become less and less significant. All the other things also come, but still your mind is only selecting one and rejecting. Selection one means rejections of three. So Jnanakonika is writing very clearly in the power of mindfulness, you don't know you are a criminal. By selecting one, the talking and making stories and fabrication, everything. And you try to permit the whole society out of your fabrication. But it is it's a duty to show you, take you to the front of the mirror and let you talkative and see, by selecting one, you are rejecting the other three. There may be other options. I am taking an example. So likewise, when you see, you are cutting off ear, nose, tongue, body, and the toes. When you are hearing, you cut off ear, nose, tongue, and you are mercenary. You kill them everything, but you don't know. The Sampajanya give up their chance. How and what are the priorities? What are the tendencies? What are the dispositions we have? I have. Yeah, I can't think about others. But if he is presenting, I can analyze. But usually, it's a given fact, you can't present what is happening under your very nose. You are talking something edited. So interviews are very, very critical. You have to for confession, declaration, and express yourself. But we have always expressing edited form, never the non-edited. The self is always in the super ego level. They try to be Sudhumata is very good. That's the way you wanted to paint the picture. But we know bloody fool. That is the way always. So you have to be sarcastic. But it is not to put too down. As you say, I am also in the same game. We in the society. You are painting a big picture. Saying that I am so and so. Other people also have the same weakness, but the Buddha put it into a productive way. We give you the deductive knowledge and inferential knowledge, very, very, very critical. And it has to be done on the spot. Never by analysis tomorrow. Never by analysis your voice cut. Then and there we have to do. But we are very little hesitant because we want to protect our image. We always have that. So that's a good sort of topic to be discussed, because we are qualified to go into that corner. We are qualified to discuss each other, and it is thrashing others, tarnishing others, and tarnishing yourself. And otherwise, if there is no such a interaction, selfishness take up hand. Your egotism take up hand. So therefore, it is a way of talking, but out of talking. It's very difficult to communicate, but there's no other way. It is called sakaccha anugaita, discussion. Only in Buddhism we can do, because we are practicing human, not the God. Final person is not beyond clouds. So on the ground. Why don't we use it for thrashing each other, but not to put down, but to bring Dhamma. When two things are hitting each other, spark. Action, reaction, spark. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. So that synthesis is the one we are boiling and giving to the second dimension. That is my interpretation. You have to come out. Accept or rejecting is still open.
Can't work out why the mind would choose such an unpleasant dish from the buffet. Like dish of anger or irritation, any size. Why choose it? Is it must be a pre-existing condition? Now, why would choose something sweet? It's a neutral sensation from the sweet.
Yeah, that is what the Buddha, soon after his enlightenment, he told, we may become antapa abhajitena na sevitapa. For monks, the mendicants must not associate the two extremes. The liking and dislike, I mean, big liking and big dislike. Then you are biased. Your one eye is closed. You are one eye person. So everyone is in that boat, in the pool. So we may become antapa abhajitena. If you are looking at on the dislike, you go to the Attakilmatan yoga, you are self-torturing kind of a person. And if you are selecting only the pleasant thing, you are more, since you are special. To the world, you can see how they are extremists, but we have to see the good part of the self-torturing, good part of the self-esteem, and then understanding that, navigate slowly, slowly into the middle, and that is kind of a broad view, kind of a view, but very difficult to assimilate by yourself. Buddha already started 2600 years ago, and our lineage bought it some kind of a living example, human kind of example, and we also have sacrificed so much and come to this point, and they have to understand that there are values in proper proportion, and then you can see we are qualified. Yeah, we have potential, we have the possibility, but don't let the mind to go to the self-torture inside. I mean, again and again, occasionally no harm. Not going to the self-motivation or sensuous pleasure. And occasionally going is okay, but otherwise you can't verify. And then slowly, slowly it is coming, narrowing down to the middle path. I hope, I think you are on the way. Okay, as far as no remarks, further we are going to start the traditional canonical topic.
Amen. Pastor Sahil Nansa. So we were discussing Satullapakayaka Vagga in the Sagataka Vagga of Samyutta Nikaya. Now we have reached the sutta called Nasanti Sutta. So the procedure that we follow here is that I read the Pali verses. And then Venerable Dhamma Alankara read the Sinhala translation, and Venerable Dhammosatha reads the English translation, and then we are coming for an open discussion. So the Pali text going like this of the Santi Sutta. Ekam samayam bhagava savatyam virati yetavane anatha pindikassa arami atako sambahula satullapakayika devatayo abhikkantaya rattiya abhikkanta vanna కేవల కప్పం జేతవనం ఓభాసిత్వా యేన భగవా తేనుపసంకమిన్సు ఉపసంకమిత్వా భగవంతం అభివాదిత్వా ఏకమంతం అట్టంసు ఏకమంతం పితాకో ఏకా దేవత భగవతో సంతికే హిమం గాతాయో అభాసి న సంతి కామ మనుజేసు నిచ్చా సంతీద కమనీయాని యేసు బద్దు యేసు పమత్తో అపునాగమనం అనాగంత పురుషో మచ్చు దయ్యాతి చందం అఘం చందజం దుఃఖం చంద వినయ అఘ వినయో అఘ వినయ దుఃఖ వినయోతి
నసంతి సూత్రే ఇక్కడ భాగ్యవతుం మహన్సే సవత్వర సమీపేహి జేతవన నాకు అనే పిండు సిటుకే అరంభి వెదవసిన శేఖర్ ఇకల్హి మన చవివర్ణి బహోహు సతుల్లక కాయక దేవతావో පෙරම ඉක්ම ගිය කල මුළු දෙවුරම බබළුවා භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ වෙත එළඹියහ. එළඹ භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ වැඳ එකත් පසක සිටියහ. එකත් පසක සිටි එක් දෙවියෙක් භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේගේ සමීපයේදී මේ ගාථා කීය. මිනිසුන් කෙරෙහි නිත්‍ය වූ කාමයෝ නැත. යම් කාම වස්තුූන් කෙරෙහි බැඳුරු යම් කාම වස්තුූන්හි ප්‍රමත්ත වූ පුරුෂතමේ මෘතුදේය සංඛ්‍යාත සසරින් අප පුනරාගමන සංඛ්‍යාත නිවනට නොපැමිණෙන්නේ නොපැමිණෙන්නේ බේද එබඳු වූ ඉෂ්ඨාලම්බනයෝ මේ ලෝකයේ යත පංචස්කන්ධ දුක්ඛය තෘෂ්ණාච්ඡන්දයෙන් හටගත්තේය පංචෝපාදාන ඡන්ද දුක්ඛය තෘෂ්ණාච්ඡන්දයෙන් හටගත්තේය තෘෂ්ණාව දුරු කිරීමෙන් පංචස්කන්ධය දුක්ඛය දුරු කිරීම වේ පංචස්කන්ධ දුක්ඛය දුරු කිරීමෙන් සියලු සංසාර දුක්ඛය දුරු කිරීම වේ
ජයසම්මාන්සේ the title of this sutta is there are no from Bhikkhu Bodhi's English translation. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Savatthi, in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's park. Then, when the night had advanced, a number of devatas belonging to the Satullapa host of stunning beauty, illuminating the entire Jeta's Grove, approached the Blessed One. Having approached, they paid homage to the Blessed One and stood to one side. Then one devata, standing to one side, recited the verse in the presence of the Blessed One. There are among humans no permanent sensual pleasures. Here there are just desirable things. When a person is bound to these, heedless in their midst, from death's realm he does not reach the state of no more coming back.
And then if the sutta goes like this, නතේ කාමායානි චිත්‍රානි ලෝකේ සංකප්ප රාගෝ පුරිසස්ස කාමෝ පිට්ඨාන්ති චිත්‍රානි තථේව ලෝකේ අතිත්ත ධීරා විනයන්ති ඡන්දං ලෝකේ විචිත්‍ර වූ යම් රූපාදී අරමුණු ඇද්ද ඔහු කාමයෝ නොවේ පුරුෂයාගේ සුභාදී වශයෙන් සංකල්පිත රාගය තෙමේ කාමයයි ලෝකේහි විචිත්‍ර වූ රූපාදී අරමුණු එසේම සිටි වැලි පණ්ඩිතයෝ මේ ආරම්භණයන්හි චන්දරාගය දුරු කෙරේ.
Misery is born of desire. Suffering is born of desire. By the removal of desire, misery is removed. By the removal of misery. Previous one. And the Blessed One said, they are not sensual pleasures. The world's pretty things. Man's sensuality is the intention of lust. The pretty things remain as they are in the world, but the wise remove the desire from them.
Then Buddha, I think it's Buddha continues, right? Yeah, now the Buddha is actually continuing as an answer to the question by the deity. Now Buddha is telling further, Bodhan jahe vipa jahe yamanam tanyo janam sabbang atikkameya tang nama rupasmin asajjamanam akinchanam nanu patanti dukkha. Krodhaya durukaranneya manaya visasin behara karanneya silu sanyojana ikmavanneya nama rupa dekki noyalena rupadi palibodha rahita wu ඒ ශීනාශ්‍රවයා මතුයෙහි සංසාර දුක්ඛය නොවැටෙත්.
One should discard anger, cast off conceit, transcend all the fetters. No suffering torment one who has nothing, who does not adhere to name and form.
Then next, further Buddha continues, අහාසි සංඛං නච මාන මජ්ජගා අචිච්චි තන්තං ඉද නාම රූපේ tang chinna gantham ani gham nirasam pariyesamana anajjagavu deva manussa idhava huranva taggesuva tabda nivesanesuti
yame satta prajna tiya duru kelayeda maaneyata nopamiyeda me nama roopa dekki krishnava sidaluyeda tunkala krishna granti athi nidukku aacharahita u ඒ ශීනාශ්‍රමයන් වහන්සේ දෙවියෝත් මනුෂ්‍යයෝත් මෙලොවද පරලොවද ස්වර්ගයන් හිද සියලු සත්ව නිවේශනයන් හිද සොයන්නාම නමුත් නොලබ.
He abandoned reckoning, did not assume conceit. He cut off craving here for name and form.
Though devas and humans search for him here and beyond the heavens and in all abodes, they do not find the one whose knots are cut, the one untroubled, free of longing.
Tanchehi naddakku patha vimutta. Within brackets, it's mentioned as Icchayasma Mogaraja. Deva manusa idhava purangva. Naruttamam attacharam naranam yetam namassanti pasansiya teti.
Mogaraja sthavilateme visekiya. ඉදින් දෙවියෝත් මනුෂ්‍යයෝත් එසේ මිදුණු ඒ සර්වඥන් වහන්සේ මෙලොවත් පරලොවත් නොදන්නාහුද මිනිසුන්ට හිතවැඩ සලසන නර ශ්‍රේෂ්ඨ වූ ඒ සර්වඥන් වහන්සේට යම් කෙනෙක් නමස්කාර කෙරෙත් නම් ඔහු පැතසිය යුක්තෝද?
If devas and humans have not seen the one thus liberated here and beyond, said the Venerable Mogaraja, are they to be praised who venerate him, the best of men, faring for the good of humans?
Pasansiya tepi bhavanti bhikkhu, within brackets, Mogarajati Bhagava, yetang namassanti tatha vimuttam, anyaya dhammam vichikicham pahaya, tangatiga tepi bhavanti bhikkhuti.
Bhagya Uttunvahanse, Mogarajaya, යම් කෙනෙක් එසේ මිදුණු ඒ සර්වඥන් වහන්සේට නමස්කාර කෙරෙද්ද ඒ භික්ෂුව පැසසිය යුත්තෝ වෙති. ඒ භික්ෂුව ධර්මය ගැන විචිකිච්ඡාව දුරුකොට රාගාදී සංඝයන්ට ඉක්ම ගියාහුද වෙති.
Those bhikkhus too become worthy of praise, Mogaraja, said the Blessed One, who venerate him, the one thus liberated. But having known Dhamma and abandoned doubt, those bhikkhus become even surmounters of ties.
Yeah, so it's a very long, probably three people and the Vachosmi stands up, they are completely mixed up. But what I gather is, because I have heard this Nante Kama Yani Chittani Loke, the desirability is not the, the present word, desirable word. Sankappa Rago is as a kama. You have your own likings and dislikings. That is your weakness. You have sankappa. You have liking and disliking. Tittya chittanga tevalo ke. Let that world to be beautiful or ugly. Atetta dhira vineti chanda. You as a wise person, take care about your likings and dislikings. That is the, is a, uttered by the Devata or Buddha. Buddha. So it's a very famous one. When Panyananda again and again used to present it, we try to close naked women with the clothes. We decide this section. And we try to do this and that. Bloody fool things in the world. Instead, mind your business. See likings and dislikings. If you can understand the liking and disliking, the day you come to the no liking, there's no disliking. There's no sign to say you are existing. Your existence is utterly liking and disliking. So therefore, whenever our mind goes no liking and disliking, we feel so bored. We feel so monotonous. And we hate people. We hate objects. And we hate ourselves. So therefore, there's no such a person. But one of the audience it is, if someone is respecting that kind of a person, he is earning so much of merits. But the person has no sign, signless, no manifestation. And wherever he goes, it's an unlocal. We can't pinpoint that particular person is that because he don't express liking and disliking. He is not judgmental. He is not choosy. He is choiceless. So it is quite in our day-to-day behavior, that we hate that moment. So therefore, even if it is available, no one can see. Because you can't see you whenever there is no liking and disliking. You manifest only due to your likings and disliking. That's called sankhara. That's called manifestations. That is called you, what you do, or what you wish to do, or your wish, your determination, your likings, all the kind of things. So it is not a crime.
in the civilized world. But the Buddha says that's a crux, that's a meaning, that's the main thing you have to take care of. That is more manifested when you are living with other people. Then you are alone under the tree. You are alone in a forest. You are alone in a solitude place. So they are go there and we understand this phenomena and try to understand it. There is such a character whereby even the primary object is not there. Even you sometimes you can't feel yourself, even your body. And with that understanding, go to the society, do some work, listen to the others, and there you can see how I manifest, how I react, how I choose. Everything is predecided according to my likings and dislikings. And without going into people, you can't see your mistakes. Without seeing mistake, you can't correct it. But again, you have to come back and meditate alone, solitude, and see your potential is, whether you are in the society or alone, exactly the same. You have to develop, you have to have a plan, how to get rid of this liking and disliking. Then society will reject it. Very famous. Moment you give up, not that you can't, you can, but you are not appreciating, that is a separate issue. But by listening to Dhamma talks and practicing and solitude and going to the society, the day you see it, even you reject yourself, and definitely the society will reject yourself, you develop autistic early range, autistic symptoms of the early autistic signs, closing signs. You are not listening to someone. And looking at someone's face or eyes, and you are becoming introvert, like a turtle tugging all the limbs. So people call this is selfish. People call this is no entertainment. You are very ascetic. You are very uppish kind of thing. So always Theravada is minority in the world. So this supreme qualities, they are abundant among the people, but it is not for popularity, it is not for beauty of the world, it is not for the advertisement, it is not for the infrastructure development, it is not for the communication development. So they are the one disturbing you, but they are not, they can't help, they can't disturb you, and of course, if you know. So therefore, be silent and go to the society and again come back. And there you can see how much you are restraining from liking and dislike. Sankappa raga purusassa kama. And you have to appreciate that person. You have to appreciate yourself. Thereby no liking and disliking, no choice. But that is very dull, very, very monotonous, sleepy. And then you reject it. Instead of appreciation. So Mogaraja, one of the monks, he says, if someone is appreciating that kind of a person, or within yourself also, that partially it is available. If you are appreciating, you are already achieved. You don't know. You are already achieved. But we are worshipping the glittering part. Illisena Devani. That we are searching the truth under the lampposts. Because their light is there. But the truth is, may or may not be there. Have you heard about the Nasruddin joke? Nasruddin is a very famous person from the Arabic culture. And he often go to the palace, living with the simple people, and the crazy people. And everyone respect and everyone knows. One day in the dusk, he was searching under the light post. And very seriously. So one known person came, Amula, Nasruddin, what I said, I lost my key bunch. I also can come because now we have to go to the room, we have to find the key, search it. And when the two people are serious searching, third person came, fourth person came, fifth person came. Everywhere, they search by each blade of grass. No. Then they ask the question, was it a bunch or one single key? It was a bunch. And what's the black color or blue color? It's the black color. Which area? Where did you lose it? Lost it. I lost it in my room. Huh? He says, I left in my room. So you are searching under the light? Because in my room there is no electricity. It's dark. I am searching under the light post. Every human being within themselves, they know it is lost in the dark. It is lost in the boredom. It is lost in the monotony. It is lost in the uncertainty. It is lost in the fear. But we have fear of freedom. Fear of unknown. So we are searching, going behind the Buddha, the Jesus Christ and the Muslim fellows, and we are searching behind them, right people. But you lost it. Not there. You have to search where it is lost. And you verily know. But you have a phobia to go to the source. There's no light. So these are very, very... Eric Fromm wrote a book, Fear of Freedom, Fear of Unknown. We know everywhere, we know, whereby the senses can detect. Senses can exemplify. Senses can pinpoint. But the truth is not exemplified. It's non-local. Senses can't understand it. So senses get lost. So you feel vomitish. You feel monotonous. You feel nauseating. Allergic reactions because your senses will be negated. But the trip starts. So this is a way, my way of interpretation. But I think this particular stanza, Nati Kama Yan Jitani Loke, we find in other places also. Katukurunde presented it. And people are searching where it's beauty. Buddha says Rupa Pamana. Rupa Pamana means everyone is searching wherever it is beautiful. To the whole world, and the BBC presented human civilization. Right from the beginning and to the end. At the end, they put the symbol Sophia Lorenz on the beautiful carbonate and displaying her. That's a peak of our civilization. Most beautiful girl, that is the civilization. That's the end of our civilization. Super Bowl. So we are leading, we are chasing behind it. But in this very world, Buddha arose. We respect the Buddha, not to the Sophia Loren, not to the Chasha, not to the Lady Gaga. Who run the world, girl? Who run the world, girls? Very famous. That's the way civilization is explained by BBC. I got that book. That show as respecting to the person who is nowhere, I mean non-local, and the person who has no sign. That's why the Buddha statues and others are not respected much. Buddha says there, Buddha is... But people, in order to respect, pay to the Buddha or Buddha image, but that does not represent. It's a kind of a game. You beautifully prepared the Buddha image, but that is not what the Buddha is telling. It is difficult to locate that. It is difficult to see characteristic features, no manifestation. So whenever you come up to that level, there is no person you can see, no characteristic, very boring, no limits, it's boundless. You can't explain by language. That you have to understand something special happening. Be respectful. But that is not being taught in our education. Education is always teaching about the materiality, shapes, and beauty. So for that, you have to be beautiful. Otherwise, you will be chasing behind beauty. That's why Buddha has those extraordinary beauty features. There's nothing to see outside. People will look at Buddha. It is his past endowments. Now, it's anyway about 15 minutes.
Masai Samna say, I never thought that we would ever be discussing Lady Gaga and Beyonce here at this sport.
Sasha?
I think her name is Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yes. Beyonce. These are very famous pop icons.
Yeah.
They are manufactured.
Sasha is like Kalu Andru.
Black.
Yeah. Gaga is very white. Yeah, but prostitutes, especially Gaga. But Sasha is not that. Sasha is married.
Yes. These are pop icons who manufacture a lot of culture and
by Sony company.
Yes, yes.
Sony.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, and I think the way they propagate these ideas of, you know, a free life, it's very entrapping, and so many people follow them towards the light post, to search under the light post. But those who have no,
like Kalu Andru.
Yes, yes. He was previously on that side, but now he's.
Now, no one is so concerned. Following Kalu Andru. Present moment, present Kalu Andru, no, like.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's right. It's a lonely path for Kalu Andru.
Yeah.
Yes, so. Anyways, regarding this sutta, something really caught my attention when the Buddha said that the pretty things remain in the world, but it is that tendency to go after them that is the sanyojana, that is the lust that binds you to the repeated rebirths coming and going all over again. So I think it is, especially for me, it is difficult to come to terms with the fact that there are pretty, beautiful things, but there is also the possibility that I am not attracted to them.
No, that is, we are not rejecting beauty. We are not attracted to beauty. Let that be. Because many people are getting so much of dopamine hormone by beauty. Let them have their innocent desire. But be careful. Your beauty is because of your sex feelings and the sensuous feelings. Look at that. Each time you look at it, they get frustrated. You have to look at it. So don't try to deny it. Then you are developing hatred. Let that be. And you are not attracted, you are not distracted. That is the way you become beautiful. You become respecting that kind of a person. That is no such a person as such. But it's a kind of a entity, no manifestation or no science, and no establishment upon which that person is living. He is everywhere. Perspective.
And one of the suttas of the Sutta Nipata I read, the Buddha also says that the Muni, he does not get attached, and he also does not strive to get detached. So no liking, no rejecting. The Muni is nowhere to be found. That's just, we call that mind.
As far as the verbal way of detachment is, you are not praising something, you are not critical something, you are mute. Not talking. So you are mute. The Muni. It's more related to words. When you are talking something, either you appreciate it or depreciate it. Yes, otherwise you don't feel like talking. Can you talk about this word? Nothing. It won't give anything. Nothing to say, add it into anything, nothing to deny it. But what you are talking about is something arousing, modifying. Making man more fussy, making more ha-hu. So today with AI, information technology, they go crazy. Whatever you are talking is a divider. So mute is Muni. That's the way Venerable Dhammika interpreted into being. Mute means Muni. Mute. Not expressing anything, not judgmental, and shut your mouth up. Just observe.
don't have experiment and observation, no inferences. You know, in our grade 8, we have to divide the page into three: experiment, observation, inference. That's the way we boil water and put this in the Bunsen condenser, and then water appears from the vapor. Okay, but here no inference, no conclusion, no decision. Experiment is happening, observation is happening. You are not expressing yourself, then you become mute. It's very wise, or very crooked. I do.
Very unconventional, but very beautiful teaching.
Same thing, Swaminas, like what he has pointed out, also mentioned in this same sutta. Pahasi sankham nacha mana majjala accecchi tanham idhanam rupe tam chinna gantham anigham nirasam pariyesamana anajjagamu deva manussa idha deva idha vahuramva sagyesuva sabbe sabba nivesanesuti. That means that he has cut off the mana, the conceit, and the tanha, the craving, also cut off about this namarupa, the name and form. And again, all the ganthas, the knots are abandoned, and he has no desires. And for the people who are looking for him, they can't find him.
That is more difficult in behavior, physical, but very easy to do in verbal behavior. Don't talk. That's it. Whether you are enlightened or not. Maybe you are idiot, you don't know. Shut your mouth up and pray. Very difficult with the mind, very difficult with the body, but very easy in the sense. In verbal. So in Anapanasati Sutta, Buddha never talk about the verbal restraint. Kaya Sankhara, Chitta Sankhara mentioned, but Pachi Sankhara not mentioned. But the commentator is asking, it's really important because we are living in a society, people are talking. And he himself gives an answer. Those who are entertaining, talking, never can do Anapanasati meditation. First and foremost, it must be given data. You know how to shut your mouth up. Then you are qualified to do physical Anapan and mental part, but the verbal part, you must have a basic, it's a basic quality. Buddha is not teaching you. Because Buddha is a mute. Buddha is a muni. That's why in the meditation retreat he says, don't talk. Listen, if you have a question, listen, I'll put it in the question and answer session. And let other people be at peace. Don't go and talk with them. Then both are in trouble. So in Panitarama, they put notices on the trees, chutu pyo, which short to the point, and short and sweet. Then the point, but don't talk about nonsense and the frivolous talks. He's not telling not to talk. Short and short, sweet, short to the point. And he also does the same. So there are some girls attending him. He says only once. Exactly. But if that girls cannot understand, he ran by. One day I went there and he wanted to show me a particular, like a stanza. And that girl, go and bring that Sanghita Nikaya, Sagataka Varga, Tatula Panayaka Devata. And she lost it. And I saw he is becoming blue, red, white, all the colors. And again announced, but it is Sanghita Nikaya. I told you once, Sanghita Nikaya, Sagataka Vakya, Tatula Panayaka Vakya. He is now going and searching. Sai Lopaka went there. And he told, whatever the effort I have taken to raise up this girl, useless. You see, this is what I wanted to show you. And the girl is telling Bhante, you think we are very lucky to be with Pai Sayadaw, but it's like walking on the razor blade.
so sharp. His other can't hear it, none of his problem. So you have to be very attentive. All the words are full of organic meaning. Sometimes I go there and crack jokes with him. He can't understand because I am such a foreigner, came new. I don't care. He is happy to laugh, but he can't. Hesitating, all of a sudden I crack a joke. No one is doing because everyone is respecting him like an omnipotent, omnipresent God. So I was a serious meditator. Very rarely I get a chance. I just laugh at it. But you find papers and kind of things. You told me, read this. This is what I am telling. Nonsense. I am telling what I feel. Like me, but in the society, he never give any prominence to me. Well, I don't know. When, last time I am going to crack a joke. And it's my nature. So the people not talking, something expressing, they can do out of three ways. Body and mind is talkative and monkey mind. But the verbally, if you can maintain it, you see the effect on the inner chatter. Effect in the non-committing way of bodily action. If you are talking, you get committed. You talk, this is good, this is bad, then you have to live like that. Live up to that. But if you are not expressing, I mean, non-judgmental and it's called avirudha pratipada. Avirudha means non-coercive and non-coercive, no reaction for anything, good or bad, non-reaction. So unhuman. You can do only in verbal at the beginning. Later, slowly, slowly, you can see physically and mentally possibly. But if you can't even never try it about this verbal restraint, very difficult. But in a discussion, you have to talk. Read the book, Roger Rivering. Eric Fromm. I have a copy here. Yeah, in my library. Fear of freedom. And one person is sitting on there, on a prison, 10 feet high, brick wall. And there is a ladder. And beyond the ladder, we don't know. He is so shaken to not to climb up on the ladder. He is so happy to get imprisoned, be under the brick walls, and no ceiling, no roof. Ladder is there, but he is afraid of looking beyond walls. This is the human mind. Buddha given ladder. He says, no, we are not old enough to practice meditation. We are not old enough to become monks. So we are waiting. It is here. They are very happy with household life, the brick walls and all the kind of thing. So he met Zen masters and Zen Buddhism is very, very strict about talking. This is Theravada masters are religious ceremonies directors. Always sincere. Talking. Now with the timer. For the build apart. Then we will go. Thank you very much for the participation. This is the end of our English meeting discussion.
Thanks, Swami. Said, very fortunate we are to gather and discuss the Dhamma. And this is a meritorious deed, listening and teaching the Dhamma. And therefore, we'd like to extend these merits to our teachers, our parents, our relatives. May all our relatives rejoice in this merit making. May all the devas rejoice in this merit making. And may all deities protect the Dhamma and the Buddha Sasana for a long time. May the seeds of Dhamma that we have received continue to grow, producing path, fruition, and nirvana. I invite everyone to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses for the sharing of merit.